Hello.
Wow.
And welcome to the Cuba Gorn Camus podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. Joining me this evening, Lorraine Morbido is here.
the suspense was killing me. I wasn't sure if I was here or not.
I will lead this conversation with many pregnant pauses.
Do, 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 do. Do, do, do.
Oh, anyway, hello, internet.
Do, 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 do. Do, do.
Thank you, Lorraine.
If you ever need a good laugh, check out, I believe it's the Me Channel music where each pause gets longer. It's a great, I think that's actually the name. It's a great video. It's like 5 minutes long, but the song is like maybe 10 minutes or like 2 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
That's fair.
It's zooming in on a me's face slowly in the, it's beautiful.
Okay, I'm ready to go fully with you and get off the rails, but before we do that, okay. I'm going to describe what we're going to do here this evening.
I was at least explaining where my joke
came
from.
No, I appreciate it.
I was explaining it.
It's just like,
our group joke.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to have a more traditional episode, I would let it ride, because going off the rails is part for the course, but
yeah.
Since it's going to be a little different today,
I'll just say
it's me and Lorraine here,
it's
just
true.
The two of us.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, it's a new,
Woo!
It's 2019.
I got to make a new folder.
Hope your holidays were, you know, happy and safe and all that. But yeah, we're just doing this kind of at the last minute. Make sure we get something out, get back in the saddle.
You're welcome. That was all me. No need for applause.
No, I appreciate it. I always need guidance, Lorraine.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware.
But yeah, we got to get back in the swing of things, get all of our stuff back rolling.
It doesn't help that the holidays were like both holidays were middle of the week. You and I have been like kind of trade-off sick. You got hit a lot harder than I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate the four-day weekends, but like a Friday-Monday is better than a Monday-Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It's whatever. It's going to be even worse this year. Whoa. Because it's not a leap year, so it'll be Tuesday, Thursday.
Well, it's not a leap year, but
Tuesday, Wednesday. So it'll be even worse around the holidays next year. Buckle in, kids!
But anyway, so yeah, we'll talk for a little bit about probably just like, you know, excuse me. Just lay a little roadmap for, you know, stuff that we'll be doing in the future. Because not a ton of updates on games and stuff. Like, we haven't played a ton of things that we haven't already been playing.
Yeah,
so
there, like, nothing really came out.
Destiny's still
happening.
Smash Brothers still happening.
We do need to have a more in-depth.
Yeah.
I think we've played it a good amount
mm-hmm.
that I think we can have a bigger discussion
on. We can still talk
it,
about Smash.
But we need
but
to get, like, fill
yeah,
in
again,
here.
Again, still
we
not
to,
necessarily
yeah.
tonight. It's
no.
good.
Yes.
That's about it.
Been having a great time.
It's fun.
Definitely playing it the most of the other Smashes. Just, like, off the... I mean, like, well, Brawl was Brawl. Like,
mm-hmm.
whatever. The two of us, played a decent amount of Smash 4, but that didn't really click with our group. But Ultimate has really, really chosen its, like, picked its spot and is probably going to stay within our rotation of just stuff we do.
It's a very much a positive evolution on
yes.
the game they made for the Wii U.
Fact.
It's good.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll get more into the weeds at some point. But until then, we'll just go on through the 2019, what's on the horizon.
Bang, bang.
Many things, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't know where I am half the time.
Like in general? Or
yeah,
just
kind of.
As the new year rolls around?
Just kind of like just floating around, meandering through life, as I do.
Okay,
being
that's
whimsical.
Fair. Watching videos of the Wii.
Of course.
the song get longer and longer and longer.
Of course. It's so good. It's so great. I love that video so much. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's just, my YouTube is still really weird. It's just, and again, it's probably because I, like most things, don't interact with it a ton, but there's still just like a ton of the things on the front page of my YouTube are like, and again, maybe this is true for everybody, but it's like the most basic, like stuff that I'm almost mad that like people are allowed to create and get hits with. Just like, there's a whole recommended row for me of, I don't even remember what they called it. But it's just like, here's 10 hours of things, and not even fun things, like 10 hours of some annoying song. It's just like, here's 10 hours of the color red.
What?
That's it. That's the whole video.
The fuck?
It's 10 hours of the color red, and it had like 3 million views or something.
There wasn't like any music attached to it or anything?
I didn't click on it, so maybe there was, but the description on that hyperlink was just like, here's 10 hours of The Color Red.
The fuck?
For you to fucking gel to or whatever. I don't know.
I mean, I've watched YouTube, like I've been following a handful of creators, like video, like content creators for like, God, since like mid college, basically, ever since I got my laptop and had like my own kind of computer that I could use. So it basically, like, it knows me by now, and I don't normally like look too far out of, like, my scope has broadened as I've found new things, but it hasn't like drastically changed what the algorithm knows about me. It's starting to surface other things like related to that newer stuff. But it knows me pretty well. It's just good or bad. I don't fucking know. It's Google now, so.
Okay.
Woof.
Some of that stuff that I, like, am legitimately uninterested in has at least fallen off. Like, I haven't seen a recommendation for a fishing video in a while. So, good on me, I guess.
Do you watch a lot of fishing videos?
No, I don't think I've ever watched one. But for a while, there was one whole panel of, like, are you interested in fishing? Here's some fishing videos.
Because okay.
Google probably knows that I'm a white male of a certain age and is just like,
It's true.
Huh?
I that was just probably it guessing, like, because you said you don't watch a lot of YouTube, so it doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably was just like, demographically, here.
Mm-hmm.
This for you.
Yeah, the like catch all for like, here's a trend or whatever have been pretty bad. Some of the recommended ones have been a little better because they're just like, here's a couple Destiny videos because I watched some of those tutorials
and look at the front page. I go automatically to my subscriptions because I follow so many like channels that it's just kind of like that's more interesting and more useful to me.
Because you do as you're told. You like, comment, and subscribe.
I don't.
You click the bell.
I don't think I've ever commented on a YouTube video that wasn't responding to a comment on one of our videos.
Okay.
Because like maybe like a month ago, someone asked about like our games or something on one of our mother
Do you poke
uploads.
The buttons? Do you smash them?
No.
Do you shatter them?
I very rarely like stuff. I only like stuff like that I actually like. I don't just do it to do it. Like, I have standards. And fuck the notification bell. I don't need I had turned off email notifications from YouTube day fucking one because I did that with Facebook. I don't need that shit in my mailbox. I just check YouTube once or twice a day, like, well, around when I need, like I watch a video in the morning or something like that, or when I've got, like, some time. It's like, oh, I want something on in the background while I'm doing something else. Let's check to see what's been uploaded. My Watch Later playlist has been really bad recently because it's just full of shit that I haven't watched. I'm going to watch it later.
Indeed.
I've been filtering through it. And I guess sometimes I'm not in the mood for certain things, but I know I want to watch it eventually, so I just kind of, like, queue up a bunch of shit and pick through it.
I did a bunch of digital spring cleaning. Not spring cleaning, like annual, I guess, like turn of the year. Like as December was winding up, I tried to tidy up some of the cruft in my like various inboxes. I finally had a good queue with Facebook because Facebook sends me almost no information, which is just how I like it. Like I get maybe one ping a day. That's like, here's something that happened. Maybe you want to hear about it. And then I click it to dismiss the notification and then tab out of the app immediately because I do not.
I think there might be an option because like I want literally as few push notifications from Facebook as humanly fucking possible. When they added stories, that was automatically turned on. And maybe like one of my cousins does it regularly and I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah,
but
I probably,
like, I don't care.
I probably turned that off right when it came live because fuck all that shit.
I don't think I knew because like no one was doing it. Like no one was posting or I was like not. It wasn't. It was one person in particular who it kept pinging for. And I don't know if it's because I looked at it once for them or something. I don't know. So I recently turned that off. And my life is great. I wish I could figure out how to turn off notifications for birthdays. Haven't figured that out yet without turning like literally everything else off. But I am glad that it doesn't like. It leaves like the badge icon on, but it doesn't push for like some of my statuses or like it does for comments, which is fine because I don't post that many and they're usually very dumb and I want to see the comments anyway. So I'll go for those, but there's a lot I need to fix with Twitter though. Cause like,
yeah, that's the one I was going to segue into. Cause like I said, I think I have a pretty good handle on Facebook and for the most part, you know, for as fucked as Facebook is, I must have.
There's a
you
lot
know,
of. You can turn. You have
I must,
a lot of control.
I must have settled
what,
the levers into just the right positions to
their
where I'm satisfied with the amount of bullshit they're serving me.
Than like fucking Twitter.
But
though.
Fucking Twitter. I swear to God, I have opted out of Twitter email notifications like half a dozen times at this point, and still every once in a while they're
so
like.
So that mine is attached to my AOL account. So I don't get them on, like, my computer, but I get them on my phone, those emails, and I just immediately get rid of them.
Yeah, because I had to do a real purge on,
But I was more talking about their push notifications, because they like to tell me, because I've got both my personal account and our business account synced to my phone, and it just likes to remind me when people fucking post. So, like, I'll get, like, it's all of a sudden, out of the blue, 7 notifications on Twitter. It's nothing's on my account. I switch over to the business one. Guess who tweeted? Guess who liked something? And I don't know how to turn that off. I have looked so many times.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, there's no way to do it without shutting down all notifications from it, which I might, but sometimes they might, because like we've gotten some message, like direct messages on there can be important. Like, I'd rather keep that open. Like, that's the only reason for the business one.
Yeah, because that's what I was doing when I went to
Twitter.
Yeah, among the heavier lifts of digital cleanup was, because I keep my personal inbox pretty tight, as is, anyway.
Oh, I purge everything constantly.
And the business ones I try to, but I finally went and really did some due diligence, because I installed that new mail client and sifted through all the backlog of like a month's worth of messages, and I blacklisted every email address I could get my hands on, because those notoriously just get, you know, they're public in a way that they get sucked into bullshit mailing lists where people send you garbage.
Even like your email address, I get nothing. I get absolutely
somebody must
nothing.
I must have given it to the wrong person once or something.
Apparently,
but,
But
I was able to stem the tide of that.
That's good.
In a pretty meaningful way for the first time in quite some time. But when I came back to it like yesterday, I think, there was like 2 legit spam messages of just like, here, you want some cheap cosmetics? Or like, my name's Rachel and I'm down to fuck.
Great. Thanks, Rachel.
But there were like 20 Twitter emails from like 4 days of use. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? So I clicked unsubscribe again and hopefully it'll stick this time.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Like, yeah, whatever, man.
They've also, so I've noticed it was in a recent app update where they automatically set you to like top posts. So unchronological. I don't fucking want that. Hated that when Facebook did it, and you can't change it, I don't think, on Facebook. So I just keep checking. I'm like, no, put them in chronological order, you piece of trash. I don't care about what your most popular, what your algorithm's trying to find. Just give me the list, man.
Yep, that's the secret about that. For a while. Well,
but it changed it. It changed it back after a while. I'm like, fucking no, Twitter. Can you stop?
The way that works for me with Facebook is since they literally there's nothing I ever want to see on Facebook, it doesn't matter. For me personally, it's just like I
scroll through every now and then because like I like to see what some of my sorority sisters are up to. Like I've got friends on there that I don't regularly interface with, and I'm interested in what is happening in their lives. And I have been able to because since you were able to unsubscribe from people, I've done that to quite a few people who I don't want to see literally anything from at all. But it's just kind of like it would be rude to actually like unfriend them. And I've also kind of like left a handful of people in friending limbo where I just haven't accepted the friend request because it'd be like, I'd rather not. Like
I've gotten
better about who I have friended and certain things because I am getting more apathetic.
My tolerance, like my desired signal to noise ratio on Facebook. Oh yes, Sean Connery, the Facebook.
It's late. Continue.
It's like if I got a status update that said like you're about to be hit with a bus in 5 seconds, I would just be like ignore. Like there's nothing. No information
so
that Facebook
saying,
can give me is worth absorbing.
You're saying that we should make a movie that's
fire.
Like Final Destination, but with social media. Is this what you're telling
probably,
me?
Probably, I'm sure one of those computer or movies
me?
Already is that way. Is that one, there's a safe room movie, or not a safe room, an escape room movie coming out.
Oh
that
my
looks
God,
pretty
that's
dumb.
Right.
Because sure, why not, I guess.
Everything's terrible, continue.
Multiple horror movies that takes place within screens. Just...
There's a part of me that wanted to see that unfriended movie because it all took place in like a Skype call, which just seems so stupid. Like that's the dumbest premise, but also sure, Like, I'm on board. I heard it was bad, but, like, maybe. That's what I would prefer. Because I don't like horror movies. We're going to put that out. I don't like fucking being scared. I don't like horror games. I don't like scary things. Stop it.
Boo.
No! But dumb stuff, like, weird kind of dumb stuff, like, I could get more behind. Like, computer ghost. Fucking sure. Bring it on.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, it's just...
Social media is terrible.
Mm-hmm. And I just don't, like, again, that like, I want to say it was at, it was a lot, like, around that, probably that second trip to GDC. Mm-hmm. I, like, quote-unquote, took a swing at social media, and that, like, I was just like, I'll just post some things to have posted things a couple times a day, and it didn't make my life any better. Like, it wasn't a useful way to spend my time. It didn't provide useful information to anyone else, because I was literally just, like, you know, doing my best to throw out a poor joke or just, like, a literal update on my status that is so banal that no one needs it. It's just like, I hope with everything that's been happening, I hope we're on, like, we're somewhere near cresting a wave where that stuff just becomes less important. Like, where people are more comfortable just opting out of those services whole cloth, or for the most part, because it's just so useless and bad. And
I was God, like 10 years younger when I got, like, a Facebook or whatever. But, and, like, I was posting more just dumb shit. I mean, that's also kind of what you did. Like, back in that version of Facebook, it was a little more like Twitter used to be, where it's just kind of like, just post, like, who fucking cares? Just do it. But now I do it only with a purpose. Like, when I have a dumb joke that I want to share with my friends, or if I'm on Twitter and I just need to stream into the void for just, like, a second, like, that's what I do that with. When I make dumb Destiny pictures and then post them on Facebook, because that's where a lot of the people who I hang out with, it's the easiest way for me to serve that to people who would want to see it and appreciate it. The thing that I'm actually using the most, like, I think it counts as social media, is probably just, like, my DeviantArt, which is also fucking 10 years old.
It's adjacent. It's similar.
Because, I mean, they do have statuses, which is where I post any link to, like, an art stream, because it's theoretically, where the people who would want to see it, because it only goes to people who, like, follow you. Like, I don't, there's no, like, communal board. There's forums, but I've never fucking gone on them. But I've been trying to, like, with my art streams, I've been trying to just do more, so it's like, I post the stuff there, mostly. That's where, like, everything of mine lives. 10 fucking years of art, man. There's a lot of garbage on there. I was actually purging some of that a little bit. Not, like, deleting it, but just moving it to my scraps, because, like, no one needs to see some of this shit. Because you actually have to, like, dig a little more for that, and I don't think you can actually get to the scraps on the app. Or I haven't found out how to, but it doesn't matter, because all that stuff is really bad. But yeah.
Indeed.
And, like, I have a Tumblr, but I never post on it. I just kind of follow people and, like, just see dumb shit. I like a lot of dumb shit on there. Like, I've got some really dumb stuff. Like, if I need a laugh, like, I'll look on that or my Pinterest, because I use Pinterest for really dumb shit, like memes and garbage. And if I need a good chuckle, my Tumblr likes, or either of the two Pinterest boards that I use, is a good place to find that.
Indeed. Has your Tumblr transformed? Did you lose anything?
Oh no, I have
hot,
like,
and heavy.
I have like
of them the purge.
I have like three posts.
Okay.
Like actually three. One of them is an Edison joke, which I still think is hysterical. One of them is a Final Fantasy IX... Oh, no, I have four posts. I'm sorry. I have four posts. One of them is a Final Fantasy IX joke in meme form. Well, they're all memes, basically.
Whatever.
And then one of them is that Kingdom Hearts thing that
You didn't lose anything hot and heavy.
Oh, fuck no.
You weren't deep into saucy Tumblr.
Oh, no. I have noticed that there are quite a few people who have disappeared that I followed, though. And they, like, so if you had, like, a kind of, like, suggestive icon, you just have this weird, like, pixelated thing. Like, they didn't pixelate your icon. They made a generic pixelated one to give everyone.
It's a stock photo of a breast that they mosaic out.
Female presenting nipples is what they called them. But it's just, like, the only thing that I actually did in regards to that was, they were, like, people were, like, on the 17th, just don't come on. Try to send, like, just don't go on Tumblr at all, and I didn't. I don't know if it probably didn't fucking do anything, mm-hmm. but I tried to show my solidarity because that's really fucked up. Like, in their initial guidelines, like their just community FAQ rules or whatever, they said you could, they're like, do it, post dicks, do whatever you want. And now it's just like, Yahoo's like, no, because they own that. Or does Verizon own Yahoo?
Yeah, ultimately. Yep.
They're like, we're going to make this a nice state. No, Tumblr is garbage.
Verizon is the company that sucked up the internet of the 90s. They own Yahoo and AOL and probably some other shit. But
like, Tumblr is literally a garbage hole. And when you try to clean up a garbage hole, like, it's just don't. Like, come on. Like, that's not what this is for.
I'm going to ask you an old man question just because I need to confirm. If I even have
a fractional
understanding.
If you're asking about Tumblr, I still kind of don't know.
I thought it was blogs.
It is, but people, like,
evolved to use it as, like, instead of making this, like, 1,000 words on how I feel about my salad that I had last night, to people would just, like, instead of posting a long blog post, they'd be like, here's a picture of my dick as this today's blog post.
A lot of it, there was some of that, but a lot of it was, like, art. Art porn, like,
okay, because like when like, they said they were making
they
that transition,
they like nuked certain tags. Mm-hmm. So the furry tag is just fucking gone. Like, okay. They literally obliterated all of it.
Because when they announced that transition, in my own mind, having not used it more than like 5 times in my life, probably, I was like, isn't that just the site where you just post like, here's all the burritos that I've had as I've traveled the U.S. or whatever?
I think that's kind of what, because I literally joined Tumblr like last fucking year.
Okay.
So I'm like a baby in regards to it. I know like literally nothing about like its evolution or whatever, because it started like 2011 or 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I joined in like 2016 or 2017. I don't fucking remember. I think it was 17 actually. And it's basically just kind of like, a lot of people were using it as a place to show off art and get commissions. Like, it was a big sector of blogs were art blogs, which I followed a lot of because I like art. I'm an in quotes artist.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy seeing that those things. There's also like a lot of people write stuff on there. Like,
I'm guessing it's because of the way it's sorted, like where that would fill a better gap for people like. That DeviantArt doesn't or whatever, because it is like a chronological list where DeviantArt is like technically that, but in like
it is.
Which one?
It's chronological.
But I'm saying like specifically, it's like. Tumblr is again, to the best of my knowledge, like date time first, like in big bold letters, like it is like, here's the thing you yesterday and today and 3 years ago, and it's very easy to click by like. Date and find something March of 2017 or whatever. Go ahead.
On an individual page, yes, but the news feed is like your main feed is a little different.
Okay.
I think their algorithm has started weighting stuff like other things do, which is I still think is really shitty. Like, just I go to these places for chronological. Like, that's what I want out of these. I want to see what has happened over the course of a day, not like. Here's this one thing that was popular like 2 days ago. Here it is again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing about like Tumblr is almost more like Facebook cross DeviantArt cross Twitter.
Okay.
Like I think.
I mean, I wouldn't say
it's like it is it's personal in the way that like Facebook is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big service for like art and like of all kinds, like DeviantArt is. But it's also just kind of a void like Twitter. Like, it's kind of...
But it's not conversational. That is, again, from my very limited understanding.
I feel like I'm trying to describe something I literally know nothing about.
To someone who knows even less.
Yes. I think that's what reblogs are.
Okay, whatever.
Because you can add comments
to
stuff, but then it just comes... Uh-huh. I hate how it looks. Like, I kind of hate everything about Tumblr, just kind of in general. But I like looking at stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to just kind of expose, like, mainly to art. Like, that's kind of why I went there. Like, I was trying to find more people to follow, and I have also since then followed some of them since they moved to DeviantArt or kind of refocused to that after the purge. But yeah, I for one, don't really understand it.
That's fine. Okay. I was just curious. Like, again, I don't have any personal stake in that service specifically because I wasn't using it.
But I just think it's shitty. Like, as someone
Suck. It's like, funny. It's like, I don't think it's the first one of these.
Oh, no.
But it's probably the most prominent to date in terms of how much content got excised. Like, it is maybe the current poster child for digital gentrification.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like, that was the neighborhood where, you know, you could get a sleazy one bedroom and go hang out with your artist friends in a weird co-op somewhere. Now it's all corporate. And
I wish I could remember the
cut its
name.
Hair and is getting a white-collar job. You sold out, Tumblr. What the fuck?
I wish I could remember the name of the original service, but before December 17th, that was the day, someone was equating what happened to a fan fiction, like just a writing site years ago, which is how AO3, which is an archive of our own, exists. That's the only reason why this site exists, is because that other place did the exact same thing that Tumblr did, and they're like, no. And so now it's like, it's donation based. Like, it's, I think there might be some kind of like, you can opt, it's kind of like maybe Patreon ish for the site itself, where you can like donate like a month, every, like a few dollars every month or whatever, dump a lump sum or something.
And that AO3 thing is ongoing. Like, that still exists.
It's huge.
Do you know if that's,
I think it might be the biggest soul writing site, like hosting,
but that's
or
like,
whatever.
That's an opt in thing. That's a like, come to our service and use it. That's not Internet Archive style, like,
no,
we're trying to scrape all this stuff before it gets sucked out of the internet.
No. It's, you have to post stuff there.
Okay.
Which I did join that site a while ago, because I just did, again, just look at more random writing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good, there's a lot of shit out there, but there's some good shit out there. Like, there's decent stuff. Like, a lot of people aren't that, like, they don't proofread. Like,
well,
they really don't.
You know,
like,
whatever. That's why it's fan fiction. Your first draft
but
is your only
some
draft.
Some people do. Like, there are some actually really talented people just, like, posting stuff, like, everywhere. And you kind of just got to look. But it's hard because there's a lot of garbage, let me tell you. Oof. There's a lot of, like, I think in that, because it was in one big post that was kind of, like, where I was talking about, like, wherever that first site is that is literally dead in the ground. Like, I think it has literally stopped operating. I think AO3 might be, like, the biggest, like, it is huge. Like, they have so many servers, and, like, you don't have to pay to sign up. Like, you, like I said, you can do the donation thing, but it's, like, you can just have a free account, and I don't, they gave, like, certain numbers for, like, pings or whatever. Like, there's no ads either. Like, it is an ad-free site. It's kind of incredible, and it's just, it's run by people who got fucked by that other site. So, maybe from the ashes of Tumblr, something else is going to show up. I'm going to guess probably not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing there is it'll just, like, if it happens, it'll take time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what Tumblr had is what every established internet service has. It has, you know, like,
Cloud,
X number of users.
Yeah.
So, right, like you said, the hope is that those people won't disappear into nowhere. They'll find somewhere to put their stuff, but it'll take some time, and, you know, maybe it'll never be what, like, Tumblr at its height once was, for that stuff to coalesce into, like, the larger community. And maybe that's fine. Like, maybe if, you know, if the furry kids all get their own site, and, you know,
I mean, I'm sure there are more than enough furry sites.
The nipple clamp people get a site specifically for nipple clamps.
I think that's,
and then, like, the, you know, the
clamps. I thought you said clan. I was like, what are you talking about?
The penis puppetry folks find their own, you know, they just migrate over to a subreddit somewhere.
I hate how everybody has their own specific home. Formatting of Reddit too. While we're at it, like, it's garbage. I hate how that site looks. Like,
it really depends on which subreddits you look at. Some are better than others because you can do not like an astronomical amount, but you can do a little bit of styling stuff to make it much more palatable.
Because, like, base, like, vanilla Reddit just looks like fucking incomprehensible garbage.
Like, I was astonished years ago when Reddit was still considered to be worth a ton of money, when it was when it looked like a website that someone put together in 20 minutes in like 2004.
It's ugly.
it's better than that now.
But it's still ugly.
I'm personally still a little been out of shape with Reddit because they have they're like, and I don't know when they're going to flip the switch completely, but they have like an updated, like a new Reddit and an old Reddit, and you could currently opt into the old Reddit. And the new one, like, as far as I can tell, it's like a push on mobile. Like, it seems about the same as the old one. It is neither demonstrably better nor significantly worse. But depending on the resolution of the monitor you're looking at it on, it'll either look normal and readable, or you'll lose like half your screen real estate.
Oh my God.
On the newer one. So I click old every time.
Gross.
As soon as they take it away, I'm going to be bummed out about it. But ew. Whatever.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's just like arbitrarily, like they it used to be, which is a thing that I feel like a lot of content websites still don't do that well. Like even Facebook, in like if you're browsing it just on a desktop computer, it for some reason they consciously go out of their way to not fill the whole screen with information. It's just like, here's a little band, a narrow, like here's about, you know, 50 to 60% of your screen when 100% of it could be filled with something.
Ads.
Well, yeah, right. That's what you'd think. But instead, it's nothing, which is even more confusing. Like, I would understand if they just filled it with just, like, Coca-Cola.
just pour it into the computer.
And, you know, that's probably, I'm certain they have psychologists that say, well, if you only put this much information on the screen, it increases people's chances of actually absorbing it by 6.82%. But
shrug.
In any case, it's just
weird.
Lots of
websites look ugly.
It is weird to me that isn't a thing. But traditional Reddit pretty much fills up the entire you can see big long titles of threads like the cover the whole screen. And why not? They might
you
as well.
Makes me
the space
really
is
mad
there.
About
use it.
Mobile Reddit. Is it always? There's always a pop up at the bottom. It's like, use our fucking app. And I'm like, God damn no.
Yeah, that still sucks.
And you can't
and
like
bad.
Any like it just keeps popping back up. And I'm like, bitch, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just download the app and then...
No,
I
mean, don't let them win.
No, and not use it, so it'll stop telling me about it, or would it still just be there?
I'm assuming it would not say download it, would say open it. I don't think just downloading it will save you from being pestered by it.
I use Reddit so infrequently anyway. Like, it's literally just for, like walkthrough help. It's been a lot of Destiny stuff I need to find in Reddit. Ugh.
Anyway.
Woof.
Yeah, the internet's still weird.
Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Trash fire.
Maybe it'll get better in 2019.
Probably.
It's possible.
Probably.
I wouldn't say it's likely, but, you know, anything's possible.
DeviantArt's going to go through a big change soon.
Oh, like what? What's going on there?
Just how they're formatting stuff. Like, there was a beta, which I didn't even bother trying to sign up for. And I've heard some interesting mix. Like, I looked at the, like, news post that they did about it. It'll be interesting.
Do you know if they're like owned by anybody? Do they have a corporate overlord or something?
No
or
fucking
they...
idea.
Okay, I was just curious.
I know next to nothing about it. I should probably know more about it. I use it so much. Whoops. I don't think they were ever really bought out by anybody, but I could be wrong.
I do not know. I'm just legitimately curious.
I think it's
curious.
Just been them because like there's no other branding. I could let's do a quick.
You're gonna live search.
Maybe. I mean. You can just go to the website. The app probably.
If nothing
won't
else,
tell me.
I'm sure they're part of some other like greater collective of internet content something. But
no.
Anyway, we'll see. I don't necessarily expect things to change
down?
In a very functional way on the internet in 2019. But like I said, I'm more hoping that people's attitudes about these various services continue to get better. Like that people will continue to over time demand more from companies like Facebook and Twitter and all the rest to like. Get their shit in gear and fucking fix some shit. Try to make things better and not actively ignore every problem on their platforms as they continue to blow up in their faces.
Mm-hmm. Their mobile. Here we go. Help an FAQ, maybe.
Whatever.
It's support. Oh, no, that's just support.
Yeah, that's not going to tell you.
I did need this at one point because one of their things got fucking broken. Over the summer. That was very annoying. Eclipse is the name of the thing. That's the update.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Not bothering to look at that right now.
Anyway.
Their mobile version is not great. It's better. And then the app is different even more. But, shrug. Could have looked in the app. I was just in the browser.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bang, bang.
See what kind of things 2019 holds.
Shrug.
Still try to stay optimistic for now. I'm sure some good things will happen in 2018.
19. Probably
2019. Thank you. That's the first time I've done that, but it won't be the last.
Nope.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll be working on stuff still. Hopefully releasing some projects, some digital, maybe some non-digital. Anything's possible.
We should get the digital ones out first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll talk to you about that. Like, we can get into some details off the
podcast.
I have
a separate personal project that might be
coming out soon. We'll see how that works.
I'll be working on a lot of stuff. I'm sort of optimistic about getting some things out the door. We'll talk a little more amongst ourselves again, mm-hmm. but Down the Drain will be our first game, God willing. That's the plan. but I worked on that a little this afternoon. And
I noticed you had the controller out.
I'm still going to plink away at that when I can over the next mm-hmm. month, but yeah, I also have to...
Your work
got
stuff
one
is...
more project that desperately needs to be finished that'll probably take up the majority of my time for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to shave away time when I can, because we had like an hour or two before we headed out the door this evening, so I got a little bit in there for game stuff, and I'll just keep doing that as often as I can manage. But I, like, mentally, it was one of those, like, I hacked away at it last night and, like, started coding and then said, wait, and then I took about 20 minutes and thought about it and then wrote myself a little, like, here's a list of things that I should... Here's the list of how I should do this instead of just, like, going headlong and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we've told people time and time again.
Yeah.
That, like, I somehow still cannot follow my own advice. But then once I did that, I came back to those notes,
like,
this afternoon.
Getting right in there, like, getting your hands dirty is fun sometimes. Mm-hmm. But also, like, that's how you make a mess.
I came back to those notes this afternoon and made better progress. So...
Instead of just digging the
works.
Hole with your
it's,
hands, maybe get a bucket
yeah,
and shovel.
It's always better to think maybe. Before you leap, but... Somehow I always jump first, still to this day, even though I know I shouldn't. But yeah, we'll still be getting that stuff done, for sure. Again, like, and after this next break, I'm going to take stock of, like, well, first we'll see if they have, like, if I have another real work project lined mm-hmm. up immediately, like, a thing that I'd even be, like, needed to get into in a timely
yeah.
fashion. And if not, hopefully I'll find a nice chunk of time to breathe a little and start working on...
Yeah.
That stuff as much as humanly possible, but...
Because, like, a handful of the stuff that I could do is slightly bottlenecked by you in certain fronts, but I know there is
mm-hmm.
there's more I can definitely do, too, which I will.
Yeah, we'll get into it this weekend. By Friday, I'll probably be requesting some specific feedback and help from you, and then we'll...
Sure, yeah.
We'll get some more stuff done, but the point is things are always going back and forth with us in terms of when mm-hmm. when we can spend the labor and
yeah.
you know how much we get done, I guess, when we do, but
mm-hmm.
we're just going to keep working
things
at it. It
got really fucking busy in December. Like, my God.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Every week it was something. I mean, I know, like, the holiday, like, whatever. Even before mm-hmm. that, though.
And again,
like,
that's the same
things.
Thing what I had told some other people when we were hanging out was that, mm-hmm. You know, I knew that X number of days are going to just go to, like, you know, seeing people socially and whatever.
Yeah.
And, coming into it, I didn't expect work to dominate December that much either.
Yeah, you really did get it
hard. But again, that was kind of my own fault because it's never not been the case. Like,
yeah.
for as long as I've been, you know...
Past, like, 5 years or whatever.
Yeah. In my current position doing this, like, stuff for a living with, like, web development at, you mm-hmm. know, the place that I've been working or whatever, there's always extra work close to the end of the year.
Yeah.
and every year I'm like, maybe there won't be a big project. This year, and there always is. So
wow.
I don't know why I assumed it would be different, you know, coming to this one, but I did, and yeah, it turns out we got a thing, which is
hope
fine.
Springs eternal.
Again, you know, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. I'll never complain
money's
about collecting
money.
A paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Always more to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll keep
so much to do.
We'll keep
so our... much to see.
Indeed. We'll keep working on stuff,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know. Still find a time when we can to chill out and hang out with people. It's also an excellent, for as much Destiny as we've been playing, this is going to be a perfect, I think, week or two to tap the brakes on Destiny a little, just because mm-hmm. there's nothing really going on.
Yeah, the Christmas event's over.
Yeah, right. There's a nice lull where there's no new content. Like, I think next week there's like that, God, I don't remember, Naomi? Something Labs. It's like the thing that leads to the Last Forge.
Oh. I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, but that I think that drops next week.
Okay.
But, in any case, that's a thing. Like, and that's the last major thing to like the end of the month. I don't think
okay.
there's anything else in January other than like there's an exotic quest line that starts up literally like the 30th or the 29th or something, and that's just still just like, you know.
It's kind of like Thunderlord stuff though, right?
Yeah, it's
okay.
just like
a small little thingy.
A thing you can do for one
it's
exotic
neat,
item.
Honestly, like I think the thing I still think the thing that I like the most about Destiny is being able to play it with friends
mm-hmm.
because after like I mean after kind of ever since DBZ died because like Metacross like we tried like it wasn't our fault but like no one really picked it up because
Panini, like the company was dragging their feet. Like,
and they still are. No, that's all I mean, we know
like,
today.
It never, because people are like, oh, like, the rest of the group that we played like DBZ with was like, I want to get in when there's OP.
Right.
And then that never happened. So it was just like the five of us or whatever. But that has kind of like our us playing Destiny together has kind of replaced our every other weekend at Eternal playing cards.
Yeah, like, that's good.
That's what like I was definitely missing that before I started playing Destiny. Like we'd see him every week or whatever, but it was not the same. Like we weren't doing like we were doing something when we were playing cards and hanging out and doing whatever. And now we're still. I mean, it's a video game. We're not always going somewhere. Sometimes we like land at a house or whatever. But like just doing something with friends is a lot of fun, and that is what I have taken out. Like, I mean, I still like it's a first person shooter. That's fine. That's not why I'm playing Destiny.
Mm-hmm. For as much as and I remember if we've really talked about this on here before, but if we have, we'll talk about it again.
Yeah.
For as much as things have gone sideways in the last couple of years, for as weird as the world has started to turn. My like opinions on games like video or like digital or analog or otherwise have always like I've always enjoyed them, obviously, but they've like in my adult life from trying to figure out how much of my time I want to invest in both like participating in them and in the creation of them, I've always been on this like waxing waning like tale of like, oh, video games seem so trivial, they seem so stupid in, like the grand things of scheme of everything else that's going on. But honestly, it's been kind of like, it's made me feel a little better, because they're not the only thing you can focus on. That's just irresponsible. Don't do that, you fucking idiot.
Big dumb.
But for everything else that's been bad, the fact that some things have turned so sour has actually kind of put me back on like a constant, but like I feel like I'm more positive about being involved in games with a greater degree of clarity than I've ever had before, just because I've been able to see how positive they can be in a world that is not positive.
Yeah.
And that's not exclusively true, just like everything else, just like Twitter and Facebook, you can still use them to harass and to discriminate and all that. But when they do work, like when they, you know, when like-minded people get together and create a thing or try to make a space to accept other people, they provide an outlet that human beings desperately need, and they need it more now than ever, of just like, here's a space where like, here's a thing that is both like a social lubricant and, you know, like an innocuous activity that like, just the fact that it's something that people can collaborate on, either, you know, again, in the creation of or the participating in, that doesn't raise like, you know, that doesn't like, it's inherently uncontentious other than the contest itself. Like Destiny isn't rooted in, you know, the struggle to get climate change. Like it's just the Destiny is rooted in the struggle of fight those other space dudes. But it lets you like, it gives you a tiny little goal that you can accomplish with, you know, with other people. And it gives you a competition that you compete against other people that isn't inherently poisonous in the way that, you know, like a political argument might ultimately become. It's just, I had previously underestimated the value, I think, at certain times of the need for frivolous things that can bring us together. And like over time, I think it is like slowly but surely inched up a little bit.
I mean, I know people probably say that I've talked about it so much recently, but I've noticed the same kind of stuff with like just doing art more. Like, I mean, I'm like a nobody online. Like, I've got a handful of people who maybe look at my stuff like with some amount of frequency, but like, I just kind of, as I've started being more active, obviously, like just posting more stuff in general, I've started to get some people, like, just like, I've started to accumulate a kind of audience of like-minded people. And, like, seeing stuff that they're doing or them liking the stuff that I'm doing, it just kind of, like, it's like, yeah, I'm doing something. Like, someone else aside from me is getting, like, enjoyment out of this. And, like, great. Maybe this dumb thing I did in, like, 2 hours or whatever, like, just made someone smile today. Like, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want.
Right. It's not high order.
God fucking no, it's not.
It's not high order mental health care, but it is low order mental health care. And that's pretty important since, like, that's the kind you need at least on, like, a as often as you can get it. Like,
I mean,
you
if
know,
you're looking
it's not
at,
gonna,
like, your, like, pyramid of needs or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not going to,
you
know. You
got to fulfill the bottom level. And if it means a lot of just dumb fodder that you find fun, like, sure, do it.
It's not going to be a long-term treatment, you know, for any serious mental disorder, but it can take the edge off in short bursts, which is still extremely important. Yeah, so that's like that. Like I said, that's just a thing like within myself. I've just felt that over the value of that stuff has gone up and it's just made me feel better about all of it in general. Just like, because I knew, and again, that's the other thing when we had that other conversation about, you know, all the Gamergate bullshit and how people get invested in their identities. And, like, people love video games just because that's the thing they labeled themselves as. Like, that's not really... like, I guess that's fine, but you could have just as easily picked anything else. Like, you could have pulled something out of a hat and said, like, yeah, bowling, that's my identity, because I don't know. because that was in front of me at the time. But if you are really invested in that stuff, it's good to know why, and it's good to be confident in it. Like, it's good to know to know why you feel that way about it emotionally and have, like, and feel at least, you know, sort of confident in that, like, that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, that it does more good than harm, since nothing in the world does zero harm, but that it feels to
Puppies do zero harm.
I mean, they probably kill rats sometimes or something. So if you're a rat, puppies do all kinds of harm.
Puppies are good and pure.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
Are kittens.
Kittens definitely kill things.
So they're so cute though.
Cute little murders.
I'm not saying
I don't love kittens.
If you get killed by a kitten,
kittens.
You kind of had it coming. Like, come on. A kitten, like, do you see how it can't walk? You had it coming.
Anyway.
What a way to go. Kill me with a kitten. If someone takes a hit on me someday, this is my request. Make it a kitten. Make me die by a kitten, you coward. That is all.
But yeah, it's just like, right. You have to self-reflect at some point. So you have to try to understand why you feel a certain way about a thing, and then again, like, at least a little bit gut check it to the world at large. And for everything else that's going on, I've never felt more confident that on average video games are a more positive influence than a negative one. And that they provide a valuable service to the people who participate in them, you know, assuming they come in with a positive attitude and not like an overtly negative one.
I mean,
and that's been very personally gratifying. It's just, I don't know, just maybe, I mean, it's one of the things that makes me feel good in a world where many things don't. Sorry, it looked like you were
gonna
say something.
I was
giving
like
you
three
room
times. Wow, that's first. I bring you back to me.
Please do.
I've weirdo. I kind of have been doing the same thing with, like, art stuff, because I've always, like, that's just, it's always been a part of me, like, just, even just doodling in notebooks, like, I grew up in a fairly, like, physically creative family. Like, my grandma is incredible when it comes to, like, she's done so much, like, sewing, needleworks, knitting, like, she, and painting, like, she's done incredible things. Like, I grew up around that, and my mom did stuff like that.
Your sisters make stuff, they make art,
well,
and
they
Diana takes a pile of bullshit and turns it into, like, a sweater, or, I don't know if she's ever made a sweater, but
she's made socks,
scarves,
she makes
and
a lot of
all
stuff.
Kinds of useful things.
But I grew up, like, with my mom and, like, my grandma, like, introducing us to that kind of stuff, so I picked that up, and I've run with it, like, mainly on my own, because I'm, as we learned when we were doing those personality tests on stream, I'm aggressively introverted. So I live very internally, and art has kind of always been my way of bringing what I'm experiencing out, whether it be just drawings or more recently writing. And
I've been trying to push. I was definitely pushing myself more this year, like what was starting streaming and stuff like that, once a week. And I did a lot, like with the cosplay stuff. I'm getting more into that because I've always liked sewing. I've never been overly good at it, and I still don't know how to fucking use a sewing machine. But I've had people that have been excited about like seeing my costume, and that makes it worth it. Like I have brightened someone's day by just being myself in a way that I have never really been able to do on a personal level because of the previously mentioned extreme
introversion, probably.
I can't speak. It's hard.
It's no Facebook.
No, the Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Anyway. But doing that and like getting actual feedback on any of that kind of stuff has just, I don't know, boosted my confidence in a way. And like they, like game stuff too. Like we've shown off our games like as works in progress since like 2014. And every year, even though it's kind of like Maker Faire isn't pretty known quantity at this point, like what we get, but every year just seeing people excited about what we're making or the art or just the concept of us making games here, like it means that I'm doing something. Like I'm making some kind of impact in a way that I honestly didn't think possible for a long time. And that has meant the world to me.
It's good. Got to lean into that stuff. And like I said, this is a good enough time to get it out there as we roll into a new year.
Woohoo!
Keep trying to emphasize the good and minimize the bad wherever possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I agree. That stuff's like, those have been, you know, the small silver linings of
mm-hmm.
the various other things, many out of our control.
Yeah.
But also many that you need to at least keep, you know, one eye on some of the time. But
mm-hmm.
again, knowing the importance of occasionally taking both eyes off for short bursts is very valuable. But yeah, we'll see what the next year holds. I have high hopes.
I mean, I've got hopes. I don't know if I'd call them high. They're there. As negative as I generally kind of tend to be on like just kind of my views in general, I've tried to be more just generally positive. Like I don't know if I come off. I don't know. I'm a fucking downer. I think. I don't know. I don't project it because I don't show anything because I'm a coward, but...
I don't know about
I'm a disaster.
Eh,
you have no
you're
idea.
Great.
I'm an intern.
Stop.
You don't want to fucking know, man. I'm a mess. I just hide it really well under layers of self-doubt.
It's
a mess. I'm a mess.
You'll be fine.
Eh.
Hang in there.
Jury's still out.
Cat poster.
Hang in there, cat, or you'll die. Or don't let go of that branch cat because you'll die, I think is the actual poster. And then read. The book is looking at a book. God, Gravity Falls is so good.
Anyway.
Woo.
Yeah. Hopefully lots of stuff. Lots of things to look forward to in the new year, regardless of anything else. Again, hopefully... our stuff will go pretty well. Lots of not our stuff. I'm really wondering what, just like this past year ended up with, you know, I guess we knew around E3 what it was going to be like for Nintendo. There was Smash and a couple of other tiny things and nothing else. And that's what came to pass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it worked out well enough. Like it was adequate, but
I mean,
certainly
they have a decent lineup. Like this year they've got like, I mean, I don't know if it's called, like, the Yoshi game is coming out, like, first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Animal Crossing and Pokemon are hitting this year, which is big. Like, those are two, like, at least Pokemon for sure is, like, I mean, that's going to be November. It's always November. They haven't, they don't have a date at all, like, or any kind of speculation for Animal Crossing. But I saw something, like, just a few posts where it was, like, January 1st, like, 12 a.m., where's my Animal Crossing, like, for this year? It's just like,
mm-hmm.
It was funny, like, cause they literally like, it's happening. That's all we got. But, I mean, Pokemon is definitely like later in the year, like mm-hmm. holiday time. Cause that's what they've always been recently.
Yeah. You're not wrong. And honestly, of everything else, like I wouldn't be surprised if any number of other things that they might be working on don't come out this year. Pokemon is the one I would think is closest to a lock, just because those guys seem to like not miss release dates.
I bet Animal Crossing is
too. I can't think of a time where Game Freak pushed one of those games. Like, they seem to set a date and then release the game on that date.
Because they have a lot of different teams, just because they've gotten so big.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I mean, aside from their small, like, indie-isher stuff, like, that they haven't really done too much of recently.
Harmonite and Tembo the Badass Tembo. Elephant. That and the they have other things, too.
There was one or two. They've got Town is them, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't have a better name. I don't I think that was a working title at E3. But, I mean, they don't do that much stuff. Like, I think the main thing is, like, the overhead for, like, the leagues and other stuff. Like, that's kind of all on Nintendo. Like, they don't really, they might influence it, but I think they take care of all that. Well, so they can, like, just do, like, the game stuff.
Yeah, honestly, it's an interesting, like, a dividing line between...
It's a very interesting relationship.
Right. Nintendo and, like, Game Freak and the Pokemon Company at large or whatever is just, like, for as much as they presumably influence each other, and obviously Nintendo on them to a larger degree, because ultimately, you know... They're the ones that hold the larger half of that checkbook.
Yes.
I wonder if that comes from outside or within. Because, like, those Nintendo Turtle projects still to this day are just, like, you know, if it's a really important thing and it doesn't look like it's ready, they'll push it back like clockwork. And not that I've that any of the Pokemon games that have come out, I think, have seemed, like, incomplete in a technical sense.
No.
But just, like, I can't think of a single, certainly not a recent one, like, one of those releases that was pushed back for those kinds of reasons, so it's just...
Maybe, like, Gold and Silver, but that, like, obviously, like, that's completely different. That was, like, our company's literally held together by scotch tape, like...
Yeah, but I'll be looking forward to that, to new Pokemon games. Those might be my top...
I need to see more, like...
My most wanted games that we know about, just, like, in terms of wanting to eventually try them out, wanting to see what becomes of those projects.
I'm still pretty interested in the Yoshi game. Like, I mean, I had fun. Like, I've expressed my love for Woolly World. We'll see how the second run through of it turns out. I'm not as hype about it because it's, like, more of the same kind of, even though Yoshi's always kind of had, like, a crafty feel to it, just like the games themselves. But we'll see. I am, like, already, like, all in on Animal Crossing. Like, you don't have to sell me. Like, I'm getting on the train right now. Like, Rover is going to talk to me in, like, 10 minutes, right? Okay, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Animal Crossing will be a good, there was a game for our age. Animal Crossing might be one of them in terms of just, like, this is a nice little, like, low dopamine drip experience. I can turn it on for 15 minutes every day and get some shiny, nice furniture and talk to fun animals that'll recommend wallpaper for my apartment. And this is just nice. It's like drawing a warm bath for myself.
But I'm still, I mean, I've gone way too in-depth about my apprehensions on Pokemon's futures before, so I'm not... as in whole cloth as I am for Animal Crossing. Animal Crossing has never let me down.
Okay.
There have been some bumps in the road. Like, City Folk wasn't great, but it was still good. Wild World was good because it was on a handheld. And...
I mean, this one will be too, technically.
My heart belongs to the first Animal Crossing. And New Leaf. Like, I played so much New Leaf. New Leaf is great. That's the one I definitely go back to the most. Also because, I mean, I couldn't go back to Wild World because it's just a DS game. Like, City Folk. Woof. You can't do the money glitch anymore, so, like, the duplication glitch, so why even bother?
Mm-hmm.
Jay and I used to do that all the time. You had to go online for it.
Exact opposite of Animal Crossing. I wonder if The Last of Us 2 will come out this year. And if it does, I really wonder how I'll take to it. Because, that first game was very good and very impressive in many ways, but...
If it's more of that, like, the game industry has kind of evolved past that at this point.
Well, yeah, that's just the thing, is I don't know if they release exactly another product, like, that is functionally like that, like,
or
if the combat system
developed.
Is pretty much the same or whatever. Maybe that's good enough, maybe not. I won't know until I get to it. And then from the other side of things, you know, that world is so depressive, like, that's...
Yeah.
The everything around that game is so debilitating that I'm not sure how, like...
The world was a different place when The Last of Us first came out.
I hope that it's, you know, that'll be interesting where they decide to take a story like that in a world that is a little darker than the one that The Last of Us 1 was released into.
I didn't even consider that. I mean, like, those games aren't even on, like, my personal radar. I would watch them, but they're not on my play radar at all.
Yeah.
It's just not what I go
towards.
So
those things are just, like, enormous ifs that I can't tell you how I feel about them until I touch it. But I still think from the outside that if they're going to bother to make a sequel, their starting point is good. Like, making that an Ellie game and not another Joel game or whatever. Like, if you're going to do it, that's probably the best path you could take, like, to begin with.
Yeah.
So
it's a step at least in the right direction, but yeah, we'll have to see.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Kingdom Hearts is coming out.
I mean, I'm
still
in.
Very excited to see you experience that game.
I'm going to do it.
And I can't wait to see, like, your takes on it. And again, just kind of, like, see it in motion, because that's the same thing. Like, I don't know if I want to play that game myself, but I'll watch pretty much any amount of it played in front of me just for the, you know, the spectacle.
I mean, I know I've talked to you, obviously, off recording or whatever about it. Like, there are people who are obsessed with the story. And, I mean, that's, like, that's whatever. Like, that's your thing. That's fine. I'm not one of those people, but I am obsessed with it in a different way because I want to see where they fucking take this train wreck of a story.
Mm-hmm. Like, my view is already, like, I'm already, and this will depend, I guess, completely on how this game turns out sales-wise, but my view is already, like, at Kingdom Hearts 4 in terms of, like, I hope that whatever the convoluted nonsense in this game is, that they wrap up their current universe of nonsense.
I think that's the plan.
And that Kingdom Hearts 4 doesn't have a number attached to it at all in its final form, but is just, like, you know, Kingdom Hearts, the new class, or whatever. Like, and this game, I would have personally wanted them to hit the reset button. So in the next game, I want them to tidy up all their loose ends in this thing. And if they're going to release another one of these, just create a whole new, like, square-sided universe to put Disney characters into. Don't mention Sora. He doesn't exist. Just totally start from scratch. Like,
The way that everything leading up to this has been, I've played everything. The last two games leading up to this being Dream Drop Distance, like, physically that have come out, and, well, Dream Drop Distance is the last one in, like, the timeline. Like, that is the closest one. Like, the trailer for 3 started with the ending of that game. That is making it seem more and more like they're wrapping up, they're bringing together everything from before. And then on that, the last collection one, 2.8, that Aqua-specific thing, which actually takes place, because Birth by Sleep is the first chronological, like, game-wise. Like, Sora's, like, a literal child in that game. Like, he's a little boy. You see him for, like, 3 seconds. That one takes place, the 8 or whatever, because I think time gets weird when you're in the darkness or whatever. I think most of that game takes place around the end of 1. But then it segued into 3 stuff where it's like, we need to get Aqua fucking out of there. And she's been in, they might have shown Terra and Ventus a little bit, and they showed Vanitas, so they're bringing the Birth by Sleep people into the main games, which they haven't really done. Like, they've literally only been in that and have been referenced elsewhere, but this is their first, like, real big appearance now, unless you count Roxas, which you probably shouldn't because he's dumb.
Whatever.
As the link between, like, because he looks like Vanitas, because Vanitas is in Sora's heart. And then Sora's heart got taken out at the beginning of Kingdom Hearts 1.
I let you speak.
Which is why he's got 8 nobodies.
No
and,
more.
Like, Kairi has one because her heart was in there, too.
I'm about to pull the red card.
No!
Just don't do
anyway,
it.
Anyway.
Oh.
I want to see, like, I enjoy the combat and, like, I enjoy the gameplay enough that I'm invested in these games. I like the concept is still the stupidest fucking thing ever. Like, Disney and Square Enix is a dumb combination, which I think is hysterical. And the story is, like, somehow beyond Metal Gear stupid and convoluted, which makes it fantastic even though it is literal garbage.
Yeah, they need a hard reset.
Yes.
And they need to do, and again, I think we did already say this, but I'm going to reiterate it because that's my sincere hope for the future of these games. they need to do what Destiny did from Destiny 1 to Destiny 2, where from a narrative...
Kill Cade Sith? Six?
No, kill Cade... Sure, they can kill Cade Sith if they want to. I don't care.
Damn.
He means nothing to me. No, they need to put the most understandable...
No.
Most grounded...
No.
Most grounded parts of the narrative at the forefront of those games. No. And hide the bullshit in somewhere where crazy people can read it later.
Give me the bullshit. Give it to me up front.
Destiny 2...
I want to wade through the filth, Dustin.
Destiny 2, specifically with Forsaken, is... The story that it presents directly to you is... Cade died, kill the people who killed him. Like, it's just, get
bang,
revenge.
Bang.
Get revenge, two words, period. and then there's a ton of other shit.
There's so
like,
much
going
shit.
On.
Like, holy fuck.
But it's not, like, it doesn't throw, like, 10 minutes of exposition about it into your face every half hour. Like, it's just there if you want it, but if you don't, you don't need it. And that's what they absolutely need to do with Kingdom Hearts. Like, that's technically...
Forward-facing nonsense.
That's the game that Kingdom Hearts 1 was, for the most part.
That's because they didn't have this bullshit in it yet.
But it was better,
and
in my opinion.
And then they made a card game!
Like, again, that's where I'm like...
What the fuck is this? Chain of Memories. I couldn't remember the name of the second one was. I was going to say something completely wrong, but... Oh boy, Chain of Memories.
I played Kingdom Hearts 1 to, like... To swing a giant key and then see Simba and be like, oh, my childhood. Not to have anime people tell me about alternate universe and split personalities and 10 trillion souls.
Tell me about that.
No.
Anime people, tell me about that. That's what I need.
So.
Give me the hot topic shoppers
I'm
telling
saying you
me
can,
why everything's bad.
You can keep that shit around in your like
keep
larger
it there's like nowhere
larger
else for
meta
me
narrative.
To get that though.
They put it in the grimoire. Make
no, I meant like in media as a whole. That's my like one place
like
for garbage.
There's every third anime series. So
I
you just need
to
watch more anime.
Yeah, but they're most of them are bad.
Well,
I've been invested in this trash universe for the past 10 years.
I would argue that narratively Kingdom Hearts is that bad. That's
it
just
is.
My personal opinion.
It fucking is.
But again,
but I'm invested in it.
Yeah, and like I said,
I
understand.
I'm not watching all of One Piece, Dustin. I'm not. Who has the time?
I understand that this game, that like that this is where the Kingdom Hearts series has come, where Kingdom Hearts 3 specifically is not for me. And that's fine.
That's fine. Because
those people, the people who have wrote it out,
fucking
who have played
me.
All these fucking games,
me.
They deserve a period at the end of all that bullshit.
I do.
But if they don't, if like 3 ends with like an even more convoluted cliffhanger of like, and here's the continuing adventures of whatever fucking bullshit we just spat out at you this
if
week.
If they don't kill Xehanort, I'm killing them.
Yeah, if they don't put...
I'm going to send 1,000 kittens to the Square Enix office, and they will murder them.
If they don't rack that shotgun and put, like, every slug
Xehanort,
in it into the story of Kingdom 13 Hearts...
13 Xehanorts need to be put in the goddamn ground!
Yeah, they need to unload the full clip into the current Kingdom Hearts lore, and if they ever make another one, they need to just
and then it needs
wipe
to,
the slate clean.
It needs to be a clean slate, but it needs to be just as stupid. Because that's what I want from Kingdom Hearts. I want the dumb, Dustin. I want the dumb. You don't understand.
All right. Fair enough. Anyway, in a couple weeks, we'll know. So
we fucking better know.
I guess we'll find out then.
Delay
I mean, that
this game
is like
again and see what I'll do.
No,
Square
it's not
Enix.
Delayed. They, like again,
do it
we,
again,
we
I dare
discs
you.
Got out. It exists.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, it's not like that's.
I
the,
guess that's true.
They finally passed my skepticism thresholds of like, oh, well, you pressed copies of it. It
and
must
then
exist
lost,
in some
like,
form.
1,000 of them or whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. And who knows? Maybe that game will be like every other Square game, where it'll sell like 8 million copies, and they'll be like, "It was a financial disappointment somehow, against all odds, because
yeah, you took
their executives
like
30 are insane."
Fucking years to make the game,
yeah,
idiots.
Oh,
make your games faster. You don't want to spend money on game development; make them fucking faster.
But
maybe
yeah.
don't take a decade and a half
we'll
to make
out.
Something, and then be like, "Oh, it didn't make $30 billion, which is what we spent on it because we wasted like 80 years making this thing." Oh well,
mm-hmm.
fuck us.
But yeah, that's where I'm at for in the immediate term, 2019 for video games. I want to know what's up with Kingdom Hearts. Just
oh, fucking yeah, I do.
Not on a deep level, but
I
on like
do.
A wide level.
Fully submerge me in it.
In the long term, I just kind of want to see what this year looks like for Nintendo, because I think it could be a really amazing one, or it might just be like, you know, more of the same, which wouldn't be bad.
They
like
need another like 2017 E3. They really fucking need that.
Yeah, if they have another 2018 in 2019, I think that's acceptable. It's not exciting,
fine,
but it's good enough.
I think they need to, like, Smash Brothers has been like that hit well for them,
mm-hmm.
but they need to keep feeding the hype. They need this, like.
Yeah, this either needs to be a big year for releasing a bunch of things,
yeah.
or at minimum a big year for announcing like the next 5 years worth of like.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about a Zelda game that might never be out, or a Mario game that will come out someday, or, you know, just like make Metroid Prime 4 a reality in functional terms.
They need to make good on that.
Yeah, they need to make some of these projects that either exist in name alone or that don't exist at all in a public capacity into like just
yeah.
like here's our vision for the next one of these
shore up
whenever
the
it appears
slightly unknown known quantities
yeah.
like they need to make good on some of those like here's like a tight like Luigi's Mansion 3 like they need to make
yeah
good
totally
on these like mm-hmm. splash screen title cards that have no substance behind them. Because
yeah,
they're big deals. Like, I mean,
every game,
Nintendo
basically,
big
yeah,
deals,
basically every
like,
game that they've showed off to date in the way that they debuted that new Animal Crossing with like a tiny little like teaser and a title card.
I mean, right now
they need to make those.
The big ones are Metroid, Luigi's Mansion, Animal Crossing, and Pokemon.
Yeah, they need to make those products that you
yes.
can see like that.
They
that
show.
They need
something.
To show you the loop.
Yes.
I mean, like here's the thing you do in
or
this.
Or even just that some work has been done.
Yeah.
Progress has been made. Like. Come on.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm looking forward to
yes.
in my 2019.
Yes.
Honestly, for right now, I think that's about it. I think that'll probably do it for the moment. Is there anything else you want to get off your chest before we close out this somewhat more brief episode and continue on into our bright, shiny new year?
I mean, like I kind of mentioned somewhat passing, I've got a personal project potentially coming to a head soon. One that I've been working on for almost like 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes. And then, yeah, just more of our game stuff. And
mm-hmm. That's irons in the fire.
We're getting, oh man, I can't wait for you to play more Mother 3. Like, we're getting to like the really good stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
So at least like story-wise, like more stuff is going to start paying off. And I'm excited to see this stuff again because I've only seen it once on a Let's Play.
Okay.
Kyle and I, like, I over on New Year's, he was like, Dustin's, like, he mentioned something that we're getting close to. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm excited. I'm glad you, I was actually really worried about that underwater part because I remembered it being a lot worse than it was. So I'm glad it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't my favorite part of that game, but it was
for whatever
certainly
reason,
not the slog. That...
I thought it was longer,
mm-hmm.
which is why I was very concerned about it before we went into it, but. It turned out to be a little more okay than I was fearing.
Yeah.
But we're getting to some good stuff.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. That'll happen today, I'm assuming, as of
yeah.
this you listening to this.
We'll be streaming it today, and then it was weird not having an episode to put. I think that was the first time we actually didn't post something in a week. Because we'd move, or maybe we've had another week off or something like that, but it was really weird on Tuesday not having to do that. Very strange.
Anyway, yeah, we'll do it. We'll stream more games. We'll
make
more games. We'll keep on keeping on.
Hell
yeah. Record more podcasts.
Yeah. We'll
do the things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that'll do it for this evening, for this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lorraine, mm-hmm. for hanging out and giving me the gumption to get up here and do a thing real
Kicking
quick.
Kicking you in the pants.
Starting off 2019 proper.
Bang, bang.
And yeah, that'll do it for us for now. So keep listening for future updates, future insights on video games and the like. And until next time, we'll see you later, Internet.
Bye.
I always wave to no one. My hand is shaking.
Fantastic.